The U.S. Department of Labor says the Alaska Marine Highway System is violating federal leave laws. A civil suit filed in the U.S. District Court alleges the ferry system miscalculates time off mandated by the Family Medical Leave Act, a claim which state officials deny. The act requires large employers to provide 12 weeks of unpaid leave when a child is born, fostered, or adopted. Terms also cover care for seriously ill family members. Conflict surrounds what are called rotational employees. Those are ferry staffers who work for 1 to 3 weeks straight, then take the same amount of time off. The federal complaint, filed Wednesday, says the ferry system counts such time as part of the 12-week leave required by federal law, and it says that is illegal. Corey Mills with the Alaska Department of Labor says the ferry system did nothing wrong.
The state continues to assert its longstanding interpretation of the Family Medical Leave Act and will continue to support that in the court action.
The complaint asks the court to make the state follow the Labor Department's interpretation of the rules, and it asks for lost pay and leave to be restored to any employee who lost it. The suit does not say how many employees have been affected or what jobs they held.